Oh, hey. I didn't realize you were still up. Can't sleep. Yeah, me neither. Still getting used to your and my sister's apartment, I guess. Mind if I take a seat? I feel like we haven't really talked since my sister left for her business trip. You haven't been avoiding me, have you? I know. I'm the one who's been super busy at work. Yeah, it's going pretty well. I've got a bunch of clients already. I always wanted to open my own hypnosis practice after college, so this is kinda like a dream come true. And it's all thanks to you for putting me up these last few weeks. Mwah. Yeah, it's just a form of therapy. I help them work through their problems, overcome obstacles in their personal lives, that sort of thing. I see people who need help with everything. From quitting smoking, to chronic pain, to just dealing with everyday stress. And I've found that hypnosis can be really effective in helping my clients open up. Sometimes it even reveals issues that might be right beneath the surface of their awareness. So, why can't you sleep? Oh, that's kind of cute, though. You must really miss her. How long is she gone again? Wow. 2 weeks is a while. Especially for you not to... Sorry. Yeah. The truth is, she told me about that promise she had you make. You know. The one where you're not allowed to get off until she gets back? Personally, I wouldn't be able to last that long. Yeah, I really like... I really shouldn't. I must be really tired, I'm sorry. I'm gonna go toss and turn before I say something embarrassing. Hmm? Oh, yeah. I see people who have trouble sleeping all the time. I mean, for long-term insomnia, you should see a sleep specialist. But something like this, hypnosis would be perfect. Give me 5 minutes with you in your bedroom, and I'll have you zonked out in no time. Yeah, just lie down like you would right before bed and lightly close your eyes, okay? Good. Now, I'll just... No peeking. Don't worry. I'm decent under the bathrobe. What am I doing? I'm getting into bed next to you. Hypnosis works best when I can be right in your ear, so there aren't any distractions at all. Do you normally spoon? Or... No? Oh. So, think of trance as like a more sophisticated version of counting sheep. The imagery helps distract your conscious mind, while your subconscious absorbs the suggestions you'd like it to. In this case, sleeping. Yeah, I like to make sure my clients know exactly what's happening while I put them under. No surprises. Sound good? Great. Now, I'd like you to start by picturing yourself stepping into a big, luxurious elevator. The sides are made of beautiful marble, lined with gold, and the vaulted ceiling reaches high above your head. This elevator goes deep down into your subconscious, where suggestions can bypass your logical, analytical mind so you can accept them automatically. Like relaxing your body and shutting your brain off. So, instead of counting sheep, we're going to count the floors as the elevator descends. On a metal panel, you notice a single round button with the word down in block lettering across it. Pressing this button will start your journey into trance. Now, I'm going to count to three, and on three, I'd like you to picture yourself firmly pressing it. One, two, three. Good. Good boy. And as the doors close, the outside light fades until you're left with just a dim fluorescent glow coming from the ceiling. If you'd like, you can imagine that I'm right there next to you, holding your hand. You know you're about to go deep, deep down with me. And with that knowledge, a wave of relaxation washes over your body. You are completely safe here. And you barely even react as the elevator lurches into motion. You feel the machine hum and vibrate. And as it does so, you begin to relax even more deeply. The sensation starts in your face, as all the muscles there loosen up, and it begins to spread down your body as the elevator begins its descent. You lift your heavy eyelids to look upwards, and you see a display right above the doorway showing we're about to pass our first floor. Watch the indicator slowly reach the number. We're now below the first sublevel, and you feel sleepier and more relaxed than ever before. You feel your neck loosen up and your shoulders releasing their tension. Notice how good it feels to let go for me. As we pass sublevel 2, the tension continues to melt away out of your arms now and your hands, leaving them so utterly relaxed that even if you tried to move them, you'd find them far too heavy to do so. And the display passes number 3, and your chest and spine relax completely. I'd like you to focus on the feeling of total calm washing over your body. You're perfectly safe here, as you sink deeper and deeper down the elevator, like nothing could possibly bother you while you're here with me. 4. And it's okay to notice yourself starting to become sleepy now as the relaxation reaches your stomach and your hips and the tension flows right out of them. Deeper and deeper down, sinking so easily now. 5. So easily that you're far too focused on the way your butt and thighs melt into relaxation to worry about anything else around you. 6. You are completely open to this experience. Eager to accept my words as you watch the indicator count you into trance. 7. Because you feel so amazing listening to me, noticing the way your knees and calves relax out of your awareness. 8. That you realize it makes sense to do what I say, to obey my suggestions, to let me count you down into hypnotic bliss. You're almost there now. 9. The remaining tension flows through your feet and out your toes, leaving your entire body completely loose and limp, just in time to reach the final floor. 10. The elevator doors slowly open, and you see a large bed right in front of you. Just as luxurious as the elevator you find yourself stepping out of. The mattress looks so soft and comfortable. And as you lie down on the bed with me, and I pull the fitted covers over us, you sink 10 times deeper. So deep that you can't move a single muscle, as if every fiber of your body is devoted solely to listening to me. All you can do is focus on my voice and relax completely into trance. There you go. You can feel so much better with me. So much more pleasure. Shh, shh, shh. Don't try to talk. Just think about how good I'm making you feel. Think about all the wonderful sensations running through your body right now. And maybe feel the little hand massaging down your chest, soothing you as it travels down your waist and right down here. That's it. Just relax. Let it happen. Let me touch you where I know you want to be touched. You can stay in this heavy, dreamy state and allow me to work out all your problems for you. Just hold still while I shimmy your pants down. Shh, relax, baby. I'm helping you sleep, remember? And there's no way you can sleep while you're all stiff like this. Just let me feel. There you go. Stay nice and woozy while I play with your mind and cradle your cock. When I said hypnosis can help my clients open up about their issues, this is exactly the kind of thing I meant. She's not taking care of you anymore, is she? Don't try to move. You're way too deep for that. Just tell me. Tell me if I'm right. That's better. See how easy it is to obey, to not have to think anymore. Feel yourself spiral down further with every word I speak. Clear your mind completely, and I'll replace those worries with pure pleasure. Now, it's important to be honest with your hypnotherapist, okay? Can you do that for me? Yeah. So, if I'm making you feel good, I want you to tell me. If my hand stroking up and down your cock turns you on, just say so. You don't even have to talk. You can just moan, baby. Just moan as I help you relieve all that stress. That's it. You like obeying me, don't you? Yeah, you do. I bet my big sister doesn't know that, does she? The way she bosses you around, so humorless. She has no idea. That's why you barely fuck her anymore. That's why she made you promise not to come. Shh. I know, baby. I know you need it. You need it really, really bad. It's only natural. You need someone who knows how to press those buttons deep inside your mind that turn you on more than anything in the world. That's why I'm wearing her lingerie. You know, The really lacy set she never uses anymore. Want me to press up against your back? Maybe kiss your neck? You do. I can feel your cock getting stiffer. Should I give it some more attention? Fondle your balls with my other hand from behind. Stroke you harder. Oh, yeah. That's the spot. Or I could wrap my pretty lips around it. Would you like that? I know you said no, but you're fucking throbbing. Baby, don't tell me a blowjob would be too much for you. Then we wouldn't even have time for the best part. Try not to come, okay? I know it feels good having my little mouth licking all over your swollen cock. My tongue swirling around the head. Sucking the whole length of the shaft. Nice and tight till it's deep in my throat. But you wouldn't want to lose that bet with your girlfriend, would you? That would be bad. And more importantly, I still need to come on your cock. Don't tell me you thought you'd get away without fucking me. You're hypnotized, remember? You can't say no. At least, that's what you can tell yourself. Don't you want me to be your dirty little secret? Don't you want to finally know what my pussy feels like? It sure looks like you do. Here, I'll slide her panties off so you can touch my clit. Bring your hand all right there. Feel how needy it is for you. All wet and swollen. Oh, don't you want to make me happy? Pay me back for your hypnotherapy session? Then be a good boy and put your arms around me and stuff that cock inside my cunt. Come on, do it. Give. Yes, fuck. I needed that so fucking bad. Ever since she introduced us, I wanted you.
And then when I moved in, you started to look at me even more than normal. Oh, like when I'd come out of the shower. And just a towel and catch you staring. Fuck yeah, just like that. And before work, when I bent over in that pencil skirt to put on my heels. And I could feel your eyes on me. You're so weak for this. She never fucks you this good, does she? She can't satisfy you like I can. Oh, slutty little girl, half your size. Oh, desperate to come on your cock. Oh, I want you to think about me the next time you fuck her. Think about how you wish it was me telling you what to do. How you wish you could moan my name instead. I don't care what you promised her. Oh, yeah, just don't stop fucking me. Shit, you're getting even bigger. You're stretching me out. Yeah, yeah, make me come, baby. Make me leak and squirt all over that fucking cock. Yeah, feel me while I rub my clit, while my tits jiggle in her lingerie. Oh, yeah, you fuck your cute hypnotherapist. Oh, your homewrecking little sister. Oh, my God, that's so... Yeah, fuck me. Yeah, feel me clenching on you. I'm so close. I'm so fucking close. I need it. Yeah. Oh my God. Oh my God, is that... And did you come, baby? Baby, just relax, okay? Sink back down into trance, and I'll make you forget all about it. That's a good boy. Just sleep for me. Just relax. You're such a good boy for me. Just relax, baby.